Thank you. Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you present here for the interest shown in India's peer review process. We have benefited immensely from your comments, queries, and recommendations. We responded to as many issues as we possibly could within the framework of this process and given the time limit. A consultative spirit that has imbued our approach and preparation also informed our participation today. My delegation from different ministries and departments of the Government of India will return with ideas that have been generated today for further strengthening of our system, since we do believe that observance and promotion of human rights is work in progress. It is with this fundamental belief that we have approached this mechanism. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, my government remains committed to leave no one behind and to ensure that the policies and schemes reach the bottom of the pyramid. Major initiatives spearheaded by our dynamic and visionary Prime Minister, like the Digital India, Smart Cities, Celebrate the Girl Child, Enable Education, with clearly defined deadlines, are targeted to reach all, irrespective of their social or religious status. We heard some speakers mention discrimination. We would request them to also look at these initiatives and the efforts that are being expended in taking them to all corners of the country, including places that have not seen any public work being undertaken for decades. Our ambition remains to lift every Indian out of poverty and to provide every citizen the basic amenities of life. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world that is increasingly interconnected, and there is growing real-time awareness of development anywhere and of any kind. However, this is in no way has diminished the relevance of those mechanisms that are broad-based and reinforce mutual respect and accommodation. That is how we engage with the international organizations that we are proud to be a part of. India is a living civilization with millennia-old tradition of assimilation, accommodation, and tolerance. We, who have the honor to represent it, are conscious of the responsibilities vested in us by 1,250 million people and humbled by their faith in us to deliver to them basic services and a life not just of prosperity, but of dignity and pride. The world's fastest growing major economy represents a new hope for the world of sustainable development and of leaving no one behind. We are prepared to face the challenges that are there and negotiate through the constraints that may emerge. In this pursuit of ours, not only India, but the entire region and beyond shall benefit. We look forward to working with all of you in this journey. Thank you, and a very good evening to all, and thank you to the President.